Hi, folks. It's the Swing Jazz and Blues Show here on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM. It's my pleasure tonight, Jeff Steger, to have two lovely guests. We're going to have a great show, folks. Stay tuned. Big shout out to Natty the Physicist. Great hip hop show and a great night of hip hop. Hope you enjoy a little bit of swing jazz and blues, a little bit of music, a little bit of talk. We'll be back after this song.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on this farm there was a chick, prettiest chick I know. With a little curve here and a little curve there, this chick she had curves everywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And oh, this chick she had a walk, E-I-E-I-O. And how this walk would drive him wild, swinging to and fro, with a little wiggle here and a little wiggle there. Man, this chick had moves to spare. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. When she went walking into town, E-I-E-I-O. The local gentry popped their eyes, carnation, what a show. With a gulp dang here and a gosh darn there, heavens to Betsy, I do declare. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. There was a barn dance Saturday night, E-I-E-I-O. And the fellas came from miles around just to see her do-si-do. With a promenade here and a promenade there, at a square dance, man, this chick's no square. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. I used to be a traveling man, E-I-O. Until I hit MacDonald's place, things were mighty slow. With a little chick here and a little chick there, I didn't have a real chick anywhere. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. This farmer's daughter knocked me out, E-I-E-I-O. I asked MacDonald for her hand, and happy holler go. With a little curve here and a little wiggle there, a gob dang here and a gosh darn there, a do-si-do here and a promenade there. Got my own private county fair. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-O. Hey! Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-O. That's right, MacDonald. It's all or nothing, baby.
Hi, this is Martin Hansen from Waterloo, and you're listening to the Sweet, Sweet Swing and Blues Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Hi, Jen. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you?
I'm so glad you're here tonight. This is going to be so much fun. We just pride ourselves on having a good variety of topics on our show, and tonight, just delighted to talk a little bit about some of the books and of swing dance. And so you have one of the classics there, and I'm impressed with that pile of books you have there. This could be great. So tell us some of the books that you've brought along that we're going to do some little mention to.
All right, we're just jumping right in, huh?
Well,
with the books.
We're going to play some of your favorite songs here. I put together a playlist of Bessie Smith and so on. Looking forward to that too. So tell us the books you have there.
All right, I brought just a selection of what I've got in my home library.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you can find a variety of books, on swing, blues, jazz, music, dance, everything around it. So you'll find books that are on music specifically, you'll find books that are on the dance, and then sometimes you'll find books that are more kind of sociological, and they look at everything and what was going on in the past and in the, era that swing was really alive, you know, in the 30s, 40s.
Yeah.
So I do have some books here. I have the Swing Book. by Degan Penner. Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce the first name. I have a standard, basically a swing encyclopedia of music.
That sounds like
And good. I think the classic that you were probably mentioning was Frankie Manning's Ambassador of Lindy Hop.
That's the one.
Which, yeah, that's the classic that it seems a lot of us have read. And if you haven't read, well, we'll talk about why you should.
That's right. So let's start talking tonight. We're going to talk about these books. And with Jen Sear, we'll be back to introduce her a bit better. And first we'll play a song or two. And I've asked Jen to supply some songs she'd like to hear. And I have a Bessie Smith tune queued up here. And Jen, tell us why you like Bessie Smith.
Because her voice is wonderful. I just love blues, especially that more vintage thing, music that was coming out of the 20s, 30s. So she just really has an awesome voice on her, and it just moves you.
Yeah, it's good, yeah. Good woman's blues voice.
Yes.
Okay, let's play that. We'll be back with my guest, Jen Sear, and we'll talk some more about the books of Lindy and a little bit what all the Jen Sear does in the swing dance scene, which is a lot, folks. So we'll be right back.
Hey there, this is Ann Siktosh from the UW Swing Club, and you're listening to the Swing and Blues Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
We're back, folks. It's Jeff Sager. It's your host. It's episode number 87 of the Swing Jazz and Blues Show. Tonight's guest is Jen Sear in the first hour, then Ali Rajabi in the second hour with West Coast Swing. And just first of all, let's get to know Jen. She's got brought along some great books. We're talking a bit about some of the literature and swing. But Jen's been in our scene for some time, and I know right now you're busy putting together the Hepcat Hopper's Tea for Two publication.
Yeah, the monthly newsletter that goes out to let everyone know what's going on in and around Waterloo.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been doing that not quite a year, almost a year, and I know they've been doing that for, 2-3 years now?
Yeah, it would be
about that. Yeah. And, so we try to put that out once a month, updating the show what shows are going on, any special events, special guests, and new classes going on.
And sometimes I like to read your articles by other people about swing dance stuff in general. Like, I know you had a good article in there about Rebecca Brightley, I think.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, there's been about 3 or 4 different bloggers that have been featured, and we've written some articles ourselves as well. And actually, the article that's coming out tomorrow is going to be a listing, an overview of the bloggers we've included in the past, as well as resources to get you linked up to... if you're interested in reading more about swing or swing and jazz online. So that's the article I'm supposed to be working on tonight to get out to you tomorrow.
Well, you do a good job there. And like a lot of volunteers in our swing dance scene, we don't get enough thanks for all the work you do. And on behalf of the scene, thanks so much for doing that. But let's talk more about what you're up to, Jen. I know. How long have you been swing dancing? It's always like to hear people's story. Do you remember how you started? What did you first see? A bunch of dancers at a jazz festival or something?
I remember how it all happened. I moved to Kitchener in 2005. And I remember, 2005, of course, summer comes around. You have to partake of everything that's going on. So I went with some coworkers to the jazz festival. And that's when I heard about the Blues Festival. So then I went to the Blues Festival, and one of the first things I saw was the Addicted to Dancing team doing a swing performance. And they had, a little tent booth kind of thing set up with little flyers. And at that particular point, I had been thinking of doing some kind of activity. I was leaning towards belly dancing because one of my coworkers taught belly dancing part-time. But then I was like, you know what, I'll try swing because it seems a little more social than belly dancing. So I actually convinced one of my coworkers to come with me. We both started together in September of 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, Kristen O'Neill and Sue was they were my first instructors.
Oh my, that's a great story. Yeah. 2005, it's been a lot of fun since then. So that was, you went through the lessons thing. You're bitten by the bug of Lindy Hop. You mm-hmm. went through the lessons, probably lots of workshops and exchanges. And most people really enjoy talking about great workshops or exchanges they've been to. You probably have some that you've really, where is your interest in swing dance gone? You're doing a lot of blues. You've done a lot of blues when you're in Montreal, I think. Weren't you?
Yeah. I've definitely over the last 5-ish years leaned more towards the blues sides of things. Mm-hmm. But workshops. I remember, I started September 2005. The first kind of out-of-town event I went to was in Toronto when Frankie Manning was there. So I think that was 2006.
Wow.
And so that was an experience. I remember I unfortunately lost my camera short after that, but I did manage to, I do have one photo that we got. He's so gracious in taking all those photos of whenever fans came up to him. So that was really great to have that experience, to be able to go. That was my first workshop, and it was Frankie Manning. Eventually, it really didn't take long for me to get into blues, because I know by the beginning of 2006, I was doing the Lindy classes once a week, but I think I was also doing the blues class, because they used to offer, it was a mix of blues, Balboa, and Charleston.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, so I was in that class, because I remember by then I was going to dance 2 or 3 times a week. So yeah. Mm-hmm. So that the blues it hooked me early.
Yeah. And just I just occurred to me now actually I remember there was a transition in our scene from the original teaching group which was Kristen and Jeff Benoit and those guys, and until the present teaching group over led by Hepcat Hoppers, there was a transition where I think about a dozen of us put together a KW Swing Dance Society and ran a monthly dance till new leadership came along. So you've been involved not only in dancing, got bit by the bug, then you went dancing, then you went to workshops, and then you helped out, and then you got back to blues, and then mm-hmm. now you're helping out again.
No, I enjoy participating in events when possible, like event planning. And like you mentioned, with when I was living in Montreal, I helped out with the Montreal Bagel and Blues every year. I'd help with the, you know, their website and participate in the planning in that event. I mean, I think it's still growing and it's still pretty healthy. I think it's going into its fourth or fifth year mm-hmm. in Montreal. And that'll be in the end of April.
Yep.
So, and that's always a fun time. So, yeah. I was always participating in that. And Montreal is also when I wasn't swing dancing as often, mostly because of my work schedule and when things were available, because I worked weekends. But I did join a blues troupe when I was there. So there was 2 years that I was on a blues troupe that was run out of Swing Connection.
Okay.
So that was a lot of fun. I got to compete in the cabaret division at the Canadian Swing Championships, so that was fun.
So you really had a full experience, and like when you actually get a chance to compete and doing a troupe type thing, that's kind of neat.
I'm kind of itching for it again. That's why I think we need to build blues up again
Hepcat Hoppers have really done a lot in the scene, and there are blues classes back again.
That's
the original instructor, so yeah. And Balboa is coming back, and lots of swing at all different levels. So it's been we're doing pretty good here.
Yes.
So let's play another song. And before we talk about some of those great books you brought along, and you did mention about Frankie Manning, so I can be looking forward to that part. We'll play another tune. I've got a song by Jelly Roll Morton tuned up, because I think you like that too, right? Beale Street Blues. That's a real classic. Let's play that.
Sure.
Okay. And so, folks, we'll be back shortly. It's episode 87 of the Swing Jazz and Blues Show here on February the 29th, 28th, last day of February. And stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Naomi Uyama. You are listening now to CKMS 100.3.
Okay, that's Jelly Roll Morton, and another one of your favorites. Do you remember where you heard Jelly Roll Morton for the first time?
I don't.
I remember up at Cesar Martini's, Joe Lynn would like to play a lot of Jelly Roll Morton. I think that's where I've heard more Jelly Roll Morton up there than I have for a lifetime.
No, I have no idea where I first heard him.
It's great stuff, though.
Yeah.
Good choice. And we'll play Ma Rainey at the last of our section here, Jen, and also another one of your favorite singers.
Sure.
Okay, folks, let's get to the best part of our broadcast here. I mean, there are many best parts.
The best part. They're all the best, right?
I know. Well, this is quite fun to talk about all the books and that are involved in swing, where you can read about it, some real classics. We certainly got to make sure we have time for the Frankie Manning book. You want to mention anything, any other books before we talk about Frankie Manning?
A couple of the others I brought that I didn't mention earlier. There's one called In Search of the Blues by Mary Beth Hamilton, mm-hmm. which is an interesting take on the history of blues and the history, African-American history, and how that's tied together.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this other book that some consider more of a classic, too, called Stomping the Blues by Albert Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And that, again, is a very... I like this book, Stomping the Blues, not particularly because it has a great writing style, because I don't enjoy that, but it does have a lot of, a fair amount of photographs and pictures of either posters or bands or even, what it looked like to be traveling mm-hmm. in that time. When they were playing the blues.
Our listeners might be interested in finding out what these, probably any good public library you could find all those titles.
The public library, I haven't actually checked for blues. I was checking for Swing and Lindy.
Yes.
They have a few books. Their collections are much better in terms of CDs in music. They don't have the greatest book selection on Swing and Lindy. But I find also depending what you're researching, you can find other books that might be of interest. Like, for instance, I have a book here called Bachelor Girl, The Secret History of Single Women in the 20th Century.
That sounds pretty racy.
Yeah, by Betsy Israel. And I really enjoyed this book. I mean, I'm, 35, never been married, right? So yep. Bachelor Girl, that's me.
Yep.
And there was almost an entire chapter here on flappers. And I know a lot of swing dancers, we enjoy doing the Charleston as well, and many enjoy dressing up as flappers and whatnot. So there's an entire chapter pretty much here on flappers and their social customs and how they were viewed and, what type of girls were these flappers. Yeah. Because, 19, being a single woman isn't always, in the past, there has been some stigma attached to it, right?
Why it has some sizzle nowadays. I know lots of scenes do have, at some time in their history, a group of women get together and do a flapper type performance.
Yeah. So it's great learning about the history that surrounds the dance and the music.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, sometimes you can find bits and pieces of swing and Lindy and the jazz and in a lot of books, depending that cover that area.
So would you say that the Frankie Manning book probably does the most justice for us tonight on our show? There's certainly a lot of different interesting perspectives, as you pointed out, in those other books. A little bit of history of Frankie Manning, I suppose. We could probably share this duty, but started one of the founding members of the scene at the Savoy Ballroom. Whitey's Lindy Hoppers, I think was their name, about 8 individuals. A few movie performances, Hell's a Poppin' comes to mind. I think that's one of their more famous tracks I've seen at various Lindy events. And so this gentleman lived out his life, and as the Lindy Hop had an ebb and flow to it, and I think much to his surprise and pleasure, Lindy Hop was rediscovered in about the late 1990s, and he came out of relative obscurity at that time. I mean, a few historians would remember him. And he came back to teach tell stories about what it was like, what they were thinking when they were dancing. Have I given that proper justice?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I suppose most of our listeners are already into swing, and so they probably have come across Frankie Manning before. But if they haven't, then this is a good book to read. Because, yes, Frankie was one of the early creators of Lindy Hop. Certainly not the first, but what he is the first to do is the air step, right? So I know a lot of non-dancers, they think swing and they think we're all about aerials and that's all we do. And honestly, I've never done an aerial. No one's ever thrown me up in the air or something. But air steps is a Frankie Manning invention that he came up with one day with his dance partner, Frida. And so, yeah, the book is, for those who didn't catch it, it's Frankie Manning, Ambassador of Lindy Hop. And it is written by Frankie Manning as well as Cynthia Millman. She co-wrote it with him. Mm-hmm. And the book does read like Frankie is telling you the story. If you ever had the opportunity to see him at an event before he passed away, there was often a storytelling portion, and he would sit and talk to the dancers and tell us his stories. Mm-hmm. And so you can read this book and you can hear his voice because it's written as he speaks. So that's really nice for those who had that opportunity. And for those who haven't, you can still imagine his voice. Actually, you can probably go on YouTube and find interviews very similar. So yeah, it's a nice read. And of course, even if you did have the opportunity to meet him and hear some of his stories, you never have the time to hear them all. So reading it in the book is kind of nice. And not only that, because the co-author, Cynthia, she's actually a librarian by profession, I believe. And so it's actually very well researched as well. So in the back, there's some great resources and there's a good index and great articles. So it's very well researched. It's not just Frankie sharing his story, but we've had these added inputs too of linking us to other resources we can check out.
That's good. Good to see. It's kind of tiring when research means I Googled it.
Googling is not research.
It certainly gives you a nice quick one, but I know what you're saying there. So is this a book you might want to read for an afternoon on a rainy afternoon, or is this one you want to read at bits and pieces at a time? How would one enjoy reading that book?
Oh, I think that's up to the reader.
Yeah. Is it difficult? It's probably not. It's not wordy.
No, it's okay. Pretty. It's a pretty easy read. So okay. If you didn't want to just lay in on the recliner one afternoon and read it, you could probably work through it. Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, it's like Frankie's telling a story. It's not an academic piece of work. Mm-hmm. It's a story, and where most of us are probably familiar with some bits and pieces of it. So mm-hmm. It's just putting it all together for us.
So that was, and that one will be available at the library.
Yeah, this one is at the library because I specifically requested it to be.
And that's at our local library in Kitchener.
Yeah, the one at Waterloo Public Library has a copy of the book because I requested it. So that's a shout out, for those of you who have ideas for books that you'd like to see. Your libraries are open to suggestions, and they will. You give them a good reason, and they'll buy it for the library.
Yeah. Yeah.
Budget constraints, whatever. But they bought the Frankie Manning book, and I've heard it's been checked out. So.
Well, then that's the validation.
Yeah.
That makes it okay, and that works real well.
Yeah.
So. We can, you want to cover another book here? We're going to approaching, we got lots of time. I think I thought of it a bit later than it was. No sense going back to that Flapper book, but was there another book there that you thought would be worth mentioning to our listeners? Get to look at the Lindy scene or Lindy's from another perspective. You mentioned from the Flappers from 1929, Single Girl Perspective. I think you showed me the one there briefly. Was, I'm not suggesting we talk about it, but just as a variety of authors. And the one you showed me was about swing, and it, but it was published in the year 2000, which meant it was a lot about that type of swing music that we call neo swing, which is Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. In fact, I love them. That's our opening song tonight, was the song Old MacDonald. It doesn't quite fit what you think Big Bad Voodoo Daddy was, because that's usually a lot more lively. What's your impression of that book, and is it available for the library? Where'd you get that copy from?
This is a swing book from, again, Deegan Penner, mm-hmm. and yeah, copyright 1999, so that was right when the big swing revival was happening. And I got this book, actually, I got it at the bookstore, used bookstore downtown, mm-hmm. downtown Kitchener. Actually, it turns out I still have the receipt in here, so I got this in 2007. And this is a good guidebook. Like it says, the swing book is a complete guide to swing from back in the day to today's new scene. And so I do like this book because it does give you an overview of the history, an overview of some of the jazz and swing artists. It even makes some swing album recommendations. There's even this silly chapter on swing fashion and zoot suits and whatnot.
That's a part of the fun of our scene. I know at the very beginning people would dress up a lot, and now the good news is we still have a group of individuals who really get into the whole scene with the clothes and the types of events to go to. So there's something for everybody in the swing dance scene. If you want to dress up in the style, you'll find people of like mind.
Yes, which, by the way, I'm pretty sure the library does have a swing fashion book. I can't remember what they called it, though. I just came across it once in the sewing section. So, yeah, this swing book does go over everything. What was interesting is how at the back they actually had a listing of swing clubs across the U.S. and even Canada and internationally. And amazingly, some of them actually still exist. They have a collection of URLs. I was surprised the websites aren't all dead. From 1999 to now. Some of them, but not all of them. So yeah, it's a nice book. And it covers a little bit of everything. Like it's primarily Lindy focused, but I mean, there's a section as well on different styles of swing, from Hollywood style, West Coast swing, jitterbug, boogie woogie, shag, balboa. So it covers a little bit of everything. So that's a nice little guidebook. And yeah, like I said, I picked it up at a used bookstore. There could be other ones out there. I'm actually, there's a couple other swing books I want to look into because they just got published in the last couple of years.
Okay.
So I don't have those yet.
How do you get notice of those books coming out? I know you're a librarian by trade. It's your interest. You like to read books. How does one find out what kind of books are available in swing? Go to the local library and look for the catalog. How are you finding out about good books on swing?
For me, there's a couple websites that have listed their books. Some of them are kind of old. That is, the websites are old and they haven't updated, but it was their favorite swing books, which included ones like this swing book and this one, Stomping the Blues, by Albert Murray. But yeah, basically it's just doing the occasional search. There's some bloggers that will include book titles every once in a while. So we found that, like, even our newsletter, I think last year Mimi wrote a book review.
Yeah,
I think it was last year. It might have been 2 years ago, but it's in the newsletter. And I know I wrote a book review on the Frankie Manning one in the newsletter last year as well, I think. We included it. So yeah, it's just keeping an eye open on the blogs. And then when the mood strikes me, going into those other websites, whether it's Amazon or Chapters or even something like Goodreads or Library Thing, and looking to see what people have and what they're rating.
You're good at research. I have a sort of a fun request, I think, for your next newsletter. I was wondering if you could put together some, like jokes or puns of swing dancing.
Swing dancing puns.
Yeah, I heard a good one the other day.
I think that's more Matthew Weeb's area.
Well, this is from Greg Alex Nash.
Yeah.
Greg Nash. How many Lindy Hoppers does it take to screw in a light bulb? 5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah. Oh, that's silly.
Who's that voice in the back? Well, that's Max. Hi, Max. How you doing?
Hey, Jeff. So, I'm going to fall off this chair. This chair's broken. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I got to be careful. So this part of the show, folks. We're going to play another song and do a little outro with Jen Sear, our guest tonight, before we move into the second half of our show. Just want to, first of all, tell you that this is episode number 87, and it's a Swing Jazz and Blues show. We're going to listen to Ma Rainey. Where did you first hear Ma Rainey? Another great lady blues singer.
Yeah, I think she's one I had to go... Well, I might have come across her before, but she's one I read up on in one of these books.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went and found her.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's play that song. We'll do a little outro with Jen after that. And we'll be right back, folks. And here's Ma Rainey.
Every Monday night at Hepcats, the joyful sounds of swing jazz and blues music is played by local live bands or DJs. They will keep you dancing all night long starting at 9 p.m. Enjoy an introductory dance lesson starting at 8:30 p.m. included in the cover price. Hepcats is located at 42 Herb Street East, Waterloo. please use the side door entrance. For more information, visit www.hepcathoppers.ca.
Shady Nook Farms, raising all-natural cattle with care. Are your local food source for beef? We have whole sides, half sides, hamburger, and summer sausage, and freezer packs. Locally raised and prepared, visit our website at shadynook.ca.
Hi, this is Jen Sear from Waterloo, Ontario. You're listening to the Swing and Blues Show on CKMS Radio 100.3 Sound FM.
That's great. Thanks for doing that.
You're welcome.
You know, you'll be on this broadcast for another whole year.
Woo!
Yeah, it's good. It's so much fun to hear everybody's voice when you hear it. It reminds me of when they were on the show here. So it's good fun. So, Jen, thanks so much for coming out tonight. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I'm just delighted that you came on. Such a long history with the swing scene here, supporting it so many times. Come back with some more books or whatever story you have. Are you going to have any adventures to tell us for next time?
Oh, we have lots of adventures. Remember that time we went to Mount Pleasant?
Mount Pleasant. Oh, I was thinking you were going to mention about going on to Pit Stop.
Oh, yeah, I remember that too.
That was a hoot.
Was that the time we got dropped off in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, and then we got saved by some guy who just said, very nice, said, can you help us out here? And then took us to the right venue.
No, I was thinking of the time that the border guard was curious why you were driving with three young ladies.
Oh, I remember that. Mount Pleasant, that Central Michigan University thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a funny story. God, I'm glad you remembered that one. You know, I think everybody's had some stories from their exchanges they went to. Just a real hoot. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Jeff.
Okay. Well, and thanks so much, Jen. And, we could talk a little bit longer, but it's about, we're going to switch over here to Ollie pretty soon. We got to get him plugged in here and make sure he can play his West Coast stuff. So what we'll do, folks, we'll just play a few more tunes in the break while we make the transition. And seeing no other bodies floating around, we'll just do that. Let me just go through my playlist and we'll find another great tune to play. And so, folks, it's Swing Jazz and Blues Show. Your host, Jeff Steger. Special guest tonight has been Jen Sear, and up is coming is Ali Rajabi. And Max is floating around the studio here somewhere, so we'll get him on here too. And folks, we'll be back shortly with the Swing Jazz and Blues Show. Stay tuned.